At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles.
That's how I feel. I'm about to hit a parlay this week, baby.
Okay, come on.
I've been researching and searching. And ching.
Because I need it, man. I need some smiles.
Me too. This is 25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Something that I found to be pretty cool. And we'll talk to a kicker, because I want to know what's going on in a kicker's head. And we talked about icing and if it really works. So we'll talk to Arkansas kicker Cam Little coming up. And then tight end Luke Haz, who broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
But this is pre.
Before he broke his
collarbone. This is BC, before collarbone.
There you go.
BCB.
BC, yeah. Oh, man. So that's all on the way. But now let's get on over to the Tittle Tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
Set to square off this weekend in the rivalry, where does the Texas-Oklahoma rank in your top three of college football rivalries?
Well, I mean, just, I think it's probably the top one as far as big ones go.
It's like, a big one.
Well, the one that I'm most interested in, nobody cares because it's just my rival.
Well, the boot?
Yeah. I mean, nobody cares about the golden boot. But if I'm just going what rivalries that are known as big rivalries, I think I like that better than Ohio State and Michigan, although I do like Ohio State and Michigan.
What's that one called?
The two teams that get way too much publicity. Bowl. the benefit of the doubt bowl, that if it's close, they get the benefit of the doubt and they go to the national championship game.
The ones that always have an easy schedule until that game.
Exactly. So I'm going to go Texas OU is one, totally non-biased. Two, probably Ohio State Michigan, because it's so big and they care so much about that one. And if I were to go three...
What about the Bamas? Well, they got something going over there.
Bama, right? Auburn. Bama-Auburn's really good, and there's been some really great endings to some of those games. I feel like it's been, you know, that maybe around six or seven. I feel like Bama has just... But also, Ohio State was killing Michigan for a bunch of years in a row, so it's not really fair.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go, if we're only doing football... Boy, the Army-Navy is always awesome, too, because it has its own week. But that's the only game on.
Yeah.
And they're intense.
Yeah, and they like want to fight each other in the stands.
Yeah.
Well, they're all wearing uniform,
and
too.
And they want to be best buds again afterwards, because they're fighting for the same country. You know, it's a,
America.
I'm going to go Texas OU at one, though. Eddie, you?
I'm going to do the Battle of the Woods. That's Sam Houston State and Stephen F. Austin, man.
But again, that's a biased answer.
Man, that was crazy. Dude, that week was crazy when I was at school.
The Battle of the Ravine, Henderson State and OBU. Dude, that one, Division II. But yes.
Nah, I think the Red River rivalry is huge. Oh my
nice
gosh.
Nice job.
You can't even call it shootout anymore.
You can't. Mm-hmm. I have so many memories of working in the news and going to cover that game, and just all day, dude. All day in Dallas at, I think it's the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
You have people yelling, Boomer, Sooner, Texas, fight. Texas sucks. OU sucks. I mean, all day while they're eating turkey legs. It's crazy.
Deep fried everything.
Yes.
Is that the fair? You ever been?
Yeah. We played the fair.
Yeah, we've played the fair. I mean, deep fried Fruit Loops, deep fried Oreos, deep fried butter, like entire horses.
And that stadium, the Cotton Bowl, is so old.
It sucks.
It's so old.
I wish they would move. It's not me in the game. I wish they'd move it to home and home series.
Yeah.
Because those places would be going nuts. I get it's half and half. It's intense. But there aren't a lot of people there compared to what the other stadiums hold. And that stadium's a piece of crap. I've been in it a bunch of times. I know it's tradition, but I don't think keeping tradition for tradition's sake is awesome. So I would like to see it go home and home because those are two fan bases that you are jealous of and you want to punch in the mouth at the same time. Yes. If I'm being honest there.
Yes.
All right, next up.
At 5-0 on the season and hosting LSU this weekend, will you start to take Mizzou serious if they win on Saturday?
Yeah, if they win, of course. But do I take them serious yet? I mean, the Kansas State win was big. The field goal at the end of the game, that's big. But, I mean, here's who they beat. They beat South Dakota, Middle Tennessee, Memphis, Vanderbilt. The Kansas State game they won. That's a good 3-point win. Congratulations. I don't feel like they're a real 5-0 team. They beat LSU. Here's the thing. LSU doesn't have a defense. And this is a kind of team that can score 50 on LSU. So I think they can beat LSU. I don't know that at 5-0 I'm giving them the respect. And they don't care about my respect, to be honest with you. That I am other 5-0 teams. But it'll be interesting. LSU, if they lose another game, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to fire him.
No.
But, I mean, it's going to be really uncomfortable down there.
But especially to Missouri?
It's going to be really uncomfortable. I mean, they almost lost to Arkansas.
Yeah.
It was a first and goal from the one. I mean, they almost have three losses already. They don't. It almost doesn't count. But if they lose to Missouri, that will not be good. So, I'm going to go to what's the spread on that game? Because I don't think Missouri wins.
+5.5.
Thank you, Reed.
Reed's on.
Reed's already over there. Look at that.
I'm not even taking that. I'm staying away from that game.
Missouri's +5.5?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's like, what does that mean?
that's what it says.
Yeah, if they win, yes, I'll take them very seriously. Until then, they're still Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, next.
Going to the NFL here, both going against good defenses on Sunday night. Which offense do you trust more to get a win on Sunday, 49ers or the Cowboys?
I know the answer to this.
Debo's been hurt. So that's one playmaker that, if he's not back full speed, does affect the offense. Let's break it down then. Quarterback to quarterback, I would take Dak over Purdy.
Experience wise,
in every way.
Okay.
Purdy hasn't even played a full season yet, so I would take Dak. There.
He's still undefeated, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. It's crazy. Running back.
Yeah.
McCaffrey over Pollard.
For sure.
Pollard is really good, so it is an easy one because McCaffrey's so good. He may be the MVP.
McCaffrey's been the one who's been winning all these games.
Yeah. So there. Debo versus CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm. Lamb hasn't had a crazy year yet. He's got one touchdown of the year.
But again, Lamb is legit, and he hasn't been hurt. So I'm probably going to take CeeDee Lamb over Debo. But then you have a weapon like Brandon Ayuk, who only catches first downs and touchdowns. And the Cowboys don't really have
Brandon Cooks, who is that?
A second receiver that is. It's going to be a good game. I would love to see the Cowboys win it.
Well, me too, obviously.
Yeah, because you being a fan. But me, I would just like to see a shakeup over there.
Yeah.
Then what do you think about Shanahan going against McCarthy, right? Also, because you think about the offenses, and you got to trust Shanahan.
I don't trust McCarthy.
Yeah. And McCarthy's calling
McCarthy's
all the plays
time,
now.
Yeah, I know. And his time management skills, they seem to be lacking. And I don't watch every Cowboy. I watch most of every Cowboy game, but I'm not as into it as Eddie is, where he watches every second. But it always seems like McCarthy has a dumb look on his face, like he doesn't understand something.
I think that's his resting look.
I know,
face,
I hold
man.
That against like, him. Okay. I don't know.
The RBF.
Yeah. I mean, you can't judge him
RCF,
on the look of his
resting
face.
Confused face. I do, though. I always feel like he's just a little confused.
Though what I'm concerned about is his post-game speeches, you know? Like, they have, like, these games where they just killed the team. And you'd think it'd be like, all right, let's go fire him. Because, man, Jimmy Johnson back in the day, his speeches were amazing. He came up with how about them Cowboys and all that stuff. Really pumped up the team. On TikTok, they always show the Cowboys postgame. And he's always like, hey, we did what we did. All right. Okay. Lawrence, get us out of here. It's always that. And he hands it off to a player. And they're just like, come on, guys. And the player does all the hyping. So, that always makes me doubt him a little bit.
He's not a hype coach. You know, not all coaches are hype coaches.
I get it.
I mean, Saban's not a hype coach. I don't want to compare the two, but Saban's not a head coach.
Yeah, a little different.
I trust the 49ers offense a little more, especially too because the Cowboys have lost defensively Diggs.
Yeah, but we still got we still got a lot of power back there.
I agree, but so does San Francisco. I mean, you're talking about two awesome defenses.
Bosa versus Micah. Go.
Draw.
Really?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Micah.
Nice. Reed, tiebreaker. Reed?
Micah.
He doesn't. Reed doesn't know.
Plus nine.
Says Micah.
I would go draw on that one. Okay, Kevin, last question.
Last one here. Which 1-3 team that made the playoffs last year do you think is most desperate for a win this weekend?
If the Vikings don't win, they're done. They're already done, but they're done. They're cooked, roasted, toasted. Even if another one, like the Bengals, I still think the Bengals, even if they were to lose again, I still think they can be in it because Burrow's hurt. I think they can turn it. They can turn it around and be consistently great once everybody is healthy. The Vikings are going to lose all motivation. The Vikings are going to lose any sort of confidence that they had rolling over from last year. And they're playing the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is bad. If and when the Vikings lose, it's over. Trade Kirk Cousins.
Mm.
Give him a chance. Send him somewhere. Send him to Atlanta. Because it ain't happening for the Vikings. Bengals and Cardinals, it's a, even if Burrow isn't healthy, this is a good opportunity for the Bengals to win the game. The problem with the Cardinals is they're playing hard. They're losing, but they're playing hard every week.
Yeah.
And how long will they keep playing hard as they're losing? Giants and Dolphins, man, that Giants game last, they look terrible. They look worse than they've looked in 2 years.
They look like McCarthy's face.
They do.
Don't know what to do.
RCS. Mm-hmm. They just like, like Daniel Jones looked terrible.
Yeah.
And I like Daniel Jones. But the Dolphins are, I think based on who they're playing, the Vikings are playing the Chiefs. They're going to lose that. They're done. They're cooked. The Giants and the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins are probably going to come out and really roasty-toasty the Giants based on how bad it was last week against the Buffalo. I think the Bengals probably beat the Cardinals. But if they don't, I still believe in the Bengals. I still believe in them.
Cincinnati.
All right, Vince.
Yes. We were in Cincinnati yesterday. Yeah. All right, that is the Tittle Tattle.
The stupidest name ever is the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. 4-game parlay. I want to keep it quiet.
You're going to whisper this?
I've been very excited. I felt really good. But this one I've done researching and searching and urching and ching and ing too.
Searching and urching.
And loving and loving. So this is what I have for you this week. It's
come
four
on,
games.
Bones. Come on.
First of all, I call it the slam dunk. Georgia, money line over Kentucky.
Oh.
You got two teams that haven't lost a game yet. Georgia's a favorite. But what, like, two touchdowns. I feel like Kentucky can play closer than two touchdowns. So I'm just going Georgia money line. That's the home run. You can count that one. Just put the check beside that one.
Where is this game?
It's in Georgia.
Okay.
So there we go. Alabama money line at Texas A&M. Alabama's a 1-point favorite.
Woo!
1.5, I think, when I looked last. But they are going down to College Station. Alabama's a 1.5-point favorite, but I'm just taking the money line. I need that point.
A&M coming off a win?
A&M coming off a win, Alabama being told they suck.
Okay.
We don't need to talk about the A&M.
Okay.
Dang, any shots fired, dude.
I'm literally...
I will kick you in the nuts over the Cowboys all year if you want to do that.
Whoa! They're your team too, though.
No, they're your team.
And yours, since we're friends and all.
Okay. I have Washington State plus 3.5 at UCLA.
Yeah.
Crazy. They're getting 3.5 points. The bettors... The guy sitting on the line must know something I don't.
You always think that, right?
I know.
Yeah.
But Washington State plus 3.5. And then Arkansas plus 11.5 at Ole Miss. They're going to win that game.
Here we go. Oh
my gosh.
They're going to win that game. I take the points, but just so you know, I'll be taking the money line.
What makes you so confident they're going to beat Ole Miss?
Love. They're upset. Pittman was dropping the F-bomb in practice.
No, he was?
He rarely does.
The opposite of McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew what his face still said. He was not confused. If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users can use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. If you bet 10 is 75. I bet 100. So smiles.
100 smiles.
Mm-hmm. Bet 100 smiles.
Hey, I got dad's making that bet. That's a football game on Saturday mornings.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I always feel bad for my friends who can't do it. They're in states.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I hate that for them.
You tell them to go talk to their legislator.
I know.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
That story about the Utah football players getting the 1500, the Dodge Ram 1500s.
Awesome.
Ed, have you seen it?
No. They got trucks, pickup trucks?
85. Every scholarship player on the Utah football team got a Dodge Ram 1500.
Brand new.
Yeesh.
What if you're a walk-on, then you just don't get
it. I know. What if you're like a preferred walk-on, you're so close? Yeah. Or the coach like 2 weeks later says, we're putting you on scholarship. I didn't get a truck. Sucks. So, or if you're a walk-on who's getting to play a little bit now, and there are scholarship players who aren't. Mm-hmm. That's
what about the parking lot though? Like, do you just go up and hit the button to find yours?
That's a good question. Are they all the same color?
Right.
Yeah. So that's each truck's retail price is $61,000. Funded by collective donations, the trucks will be leased to each player's. So,
oh, leased.
They're not given.
Yeah. So it's every, that's the caveat there.
That's different.
Every 6 months.
That's different. I thought they were bought for them.
Yeah.
Still cool, but I thought they were all given trucks.
And once they leave the school, it's not theirs anymore.
Oh, well, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
No, it's still good, dude. Yeah, if someone did that to me now, I'd be like, thank you. That's amazing.
Well, they do that to me now. It's Hyundai.
All right.
Because I have an Ioniq.
That's you,
and it's
me.
Awesome. But I literally thought that the group went... The headline was so misleading.
I know.
It was so misleading that I even clicked into the article, read the first three lines, and moved on.
Kevin just bursted your bubble right now.
Now I'm sad for them.
It's like a teaser. Man.
Did you see the Mexican cartel hitman who gunned down their own boss?
No.
So
by accident?
This one dude's in the hospital. And this other guy comes in the hospital armed in Mexico. And the guys that were protecting the guy in the hospital shot him. Boom, 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 killed him. Turns out that it was the leader of the cartel. He was coming to pay for the guy's hospital.
Ooh.
They killed their own boss. Now, they're like, it was an accident, but do we really feel like it?
Yeah, because you don't kill your boss.
According to reports, Sinaloa cartel gunman. The sons of infamous drug lord Joaquin El Chapo gunmen are thought to have been at the hospital guarding another man who was receiving treatment when an armed man walked into the clinic. The henchman opened fire on him, thinking he was coming to the facility to finish the man off they were guarding, when in fact it was their own boss, L-22, coming to pay for the man's surgery. As a result of the blunder, 4 people died on the scene, including one of the hospital's doctors. After the smoke cleared, there was one more casualty, one of the inept gunmen who, upon realizing their horrendous mistake, shot himself to avoid whatever they were going to do to him. Daily Star.
I just don't understand this life.
That's crazy.
And at some point in the cartel world, like, there has to be a new leader. So how does that happen? You know, so I think the way to tell if this is an accident or not is if those four guys live.
Well, the one's dead.
Right. But I mean, the ones that shot or were there.
If one of them wants to be the leader?
Correct.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, there's always one on the rise. So sometimes when this happens, it's so they can have somebody else take over.
I felt that too. It felt a little fishy than just, oh, I don't recognize him. Da-da-da-da.
How do you not know, too?
Yeah, it could have been like he was hired by somebody else to, take him out by accident.
That's why I don't run a cartel. I don't want to be, I'm always suspecting.
That's the reason.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Sure, sure.
I get it.
Otherwise, I'd be running a cartel like crazy.
Yeah.
You'd be great at it.
Oh, man, I would be great. I would just be nervous. Oh, this is kind of like a cartel.
The show?
Yeah.
It's a wholesome cartel.
Yeah.
We're all like, yeah, boss.
Yeah, man. Somebody's trying to always take me down.
Arkansas's definitely going to win, boss.
I see you have your glove on again.
Of course.
Eddie's got a South Carolina glove, a Cincinnati hoodie, and a Dallas Cowboy hat.
I know. One of the dads.
He's like the land of misfit toys.
Dude, one day I went to the football game on Saturday morning with like Arkansas hat, and I think I had a South Carolina shirt and a Vandy shorts. And one of the dads is like, I don't understand what's happening here. And I had explained to him, like, we just go to these schools and they give us stuff.
I have a whole backpack full of clothes from Cincinnati yesterday. And they hooked us up more than any other school has. I don't know what to do with all the clothes. There's like 8 shirts, 4 pair of shorts. There's good stuff, a hoodie. But it's, I don't know. I have every brand, every school.
Is your wife giving you pressure to like, hey, you can't keep all these?
No.
My wife's for sure giving me pressure.
She makes fun of me when I put the uniforms on.
The full pads?
Yeah. So, but we had a great time. And that episode will come out in the next couple weeks. But with that... So Arkansas is up now. Kansas State will go up next week. Then after that will be either Cincinnati or Western Kentucky.
Let's go.
Hopefully, depending on who wins the games.
Yeah.
We don't want to. We really don't want to put them out after they lose a game.
Right.
But we want to do the Arkansas win this week because Luke has got hurt. I do want to play this, too, because I always think inside of a kicker's head is very interesting. This is Cam Little. Cam's originally from Oklahoma. He's a junior this year. He was one of the all-SEC members. He had a 50 and a 52-yarder last weekend. They lost. But he crushed.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You can follow Cam on Instagram at Cameron G. Little. And I'm going into an agreement with Cam. Cam works with an organization that works with people with special needs, and he donates for every field goal he makes out of his own pocket. And so I told him I'd match whatever he donates.
That's so cool.
So awesome. We're going to do that. Cam, great kid. Had a really great time with him. I still sucked kicking afterward. But here he is, Cam Little.
In a minute, we're going to kick. But first, I wanted to talk to the Arkansas Razorbacks kicker. I just generally, you're cooler than I thought a kicker would be. Like, you're a little more normal. Because every time we talk to a school, even NFL teams, like, yeah, the kicker sits by himself. He's kind of quiet. At UCF, they put the kicker in a whole different room. In the locker room.
Really?
Yes. And so, like, you're, I don't know, you're like normal. We're a little surprised. You're like an athlete.
Yeah. I guess it just comes from growing up playing soccer. I think soccer really gave me my confidence. I was always good with free kicks and penalty kicks, so I didn't like feel any pressure like talking to people. I guess if that pressure kind of equivalents to like life. And I've always had like a really outward personality. I've never been like really shy, so I can literally talk to a brick wall. You can ask any of the guys in the locker room. I can talk to myself the whole time.
We walk off. He just keeps talking. You say you don't feel pressure, or you didn't then. But what about pressure?
Yeah.
In high school, let's remove Arkansas from it.
Yeah.
In high school, when you're kicking, what's the most pressure-filled kick you had?
I'd say my last kick, it was playoffs against our rival school, Westmore High School. I never had a game winner in high school. Never really had a chance to kick one. Didn't really get the opportunity. But my last game I ever played was against our rival high school, Westmore. We were sophomore, and it was a 48-yarder. And I actually, first kick of my whole high school career was a 48-yarder. And my last kick of my high school career was a 48-yarder. I made both. So pretty cool little story there. But that's not even the most pressure kick, not pressure play I've had. It was actually a fake punt against AJ Green in high school. I threw it for like 34 yards. I had like 60 yards passing one game.
You threw it?
Yeah, and it was a fake punt, and I made it happen. So a little nervous for that, sitting in the backfield with guys that were a lot better than our team at that time.
In high school, you were the kicker, obviously, but did you play at other positions too in high school?
Just punter and kickoff. That's all I did.
Oh, you were a punter as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you needed to punt here last minute, let's say there was some disease that hurt everybody's right leg that punted, they were like, Cam, get in.
I'd be excited to. Yeah, I used to love punting. I was better at punting than I was at kicking for a little bit, but ended up, obviously kicking in college.
Whenever you get iced, does that really affect you?
Not really, no. I don't think I've ever felt, I've never really understood the whole ice thing. You can ask a lot of kickers that and they really will say the same answer. Like a timeout just gives you more time to think about it in general. If you're sitting back there and you're a little nervous about it, And they give you a timeout where you got a whole nother 25, 30 seconds to think about and really calm your nerves. So
that time's not toxic to you?
No. Mm-mm.
But do you try to expect the ice?
No. I try to go out there like I'm about to kick the rep. You never really want to expect ice because if they don't,
they
ice
can reverse
you.
Ice
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Yeah. If they don't ice you, you're not ready to go.
They could heat
kick
you.
That. Yeah.
They could fire.
That's the opposite.
Heat, fire you. Yeah. Have you seen Minnesota? They put the gopher down on the kicker. Have you seen that?
I have. I was watching a video on Twitter the other day and saw the opposing team and they threw the gopher up on the big screen and I was like, dang man, that'd be
staring right at the kicker. When did you feel like that if you worked on this specific skill, you could turn it into a college and possibly a pro career?
It was like sophomore summer going into my junior year. That's when I really got to kicking more than I did soccer. That's when I fell in love with it more than I did soccer at the time. I felt like I wasn't going to have a career in soccer as much as I was in kicking. I wasn't going to get as much scholarship money and as much opportunity in the soccer world as kicking world. So that's when I kind of made the transition. I was like, I'm putting all my marbles into kicking and hopefully it works out. And thankfully it has.
Most pressure you felt here at Arkansas kicking a ball and watching it go through? Like, talk to me about the pressure, and then as it goes through, is it relief or is it like, I knew I could do that?
It's kind of both. Actually, the most pressure situations I've felt is usually when our team is down by three or we have a chance to go up three in a really tight game. So like Ole Miss freshman year, we were either a tie game and we had to get 3 points. That's the most pressure I've ever felt on a kick. It was a 51-yarder.
Do you feel your heart touching your neck?
You can feel it a little bit, yeah. And it's mainly the crowd's adrenaline that's kind of wearing off on you. You kind of get a little more distance on your kick, but you kind of have to learn how to control those nerves and adrenaline a little bit more in those scenarios. So mainly when our team is at a tied position, that's when it's kind of like, okay, we need to put our team ahead. I want to keep our momentum rolling.
Do you ever go, coach, let me kick. Don't go for it on fourth.
In my head, I do, but I don't say it out loud. There's a couple opportunities where I'm like, all right, man, let's go out there. Obviously we want that, but we'll take the attempt if we need it.
What's the longest kick you've ever made in practice?
I hit 60 twice this fall camp.
Wow.
I've hit a 61 before in like a last minute scenario, but 60, I think I've hit that 3 or 4 times before here, but past fall camp, I hit it twice.
What's the most the coach would put you in to kick your max?
Up to him, really, but if we had a win behind me, I think we could go, like before half scenario, I think we could go 62, maybe 63. Kind of seeing that.
You feel like in the kicking space, because some of these kickers, they kick to their like 80, you know, yeah. So it's hard to break in. You know, we have a good buddy who was a deep snapper.
Yeah, he was mentioning Matt Overton.
Yeah, for like 15 years.
I think it's once you get to that level, your first like 2 or 3 years, they say your rookie season as a kicker is the hardest thing to do because that's when you either can make it or they're going to cut you. Kind of like a good scenario is Cade York for the Browns. He had a decent little rookie year and just this past offseason couldn't put it together and he ended up getting waived. So that's a good scenario. And you see Evan McPherson for the Bengals. Had a great rookie year, had a great second year, and now he's going in his third, fourth year and probably going to sign another 4-year contract that. So those, like you said, those first 2 or 3 years in the NFL or in college can really, determine how your career is going to end up.
Do you feel like you have the skill set at some point to take it to the next level?
I do. I do have that confidence in my leg. I've kicked around a lot of guys that are going to that NFL level, and I feel like I can match up pretty well with them. At some points, obviously they're NFL veterans, so they're going to have a lot more time under their belt and skill, but I think eventually I can make it to that point.
I ran a 40 and 4.8.
Really?
That's the question, yeah.
No. I'm running like a 5.5
exactly.
or 5.1.
That's exactly. What I ran. Exactly. So this is what happened. So I had posted the video of us kicking at Vanderbilt, and Eddie is a pretty good kicker, and he's like, well, it's because I'm Mexican. And I'm like, I don't know the difference. I don't know anything about kicking. He's like, it's in my blood. And I'm like, well, I don't. I said, I don't know how to kick, and I was kicking like this. And so I got a text from going, was that serious? And I'm like, what do you mean, was that serious? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, that's. So I said, then why don't you teach me how to kick?
There we go.
I'm kind of lost. I don't even know if you can teach me how to kick because my form, as you've seen, is very, let's call it Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown style.
Straight on.
Yeah, straight on. So let's, do we need to stretch as a kicker or do we do it totally tight?
You can get stretched to your best of your ability and I'll take you through a little more if you need it. So PAT, the snapper's going to be right here. The holder would be right here. We'll go at 7 for you. We'll set you up here. See what you got here.
For all the marbles. Oh.
No good.
No good. I went Charlie Brown. I freaked out. You know, went back to my old ways. Congrats so far on a great career.
Thank you.
You represent us, Arkansans, super proud and looking forward to a great season.
Awesome.
Stay healthy. There he is.
Let me teach
right there.
Yes, sir.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, thanks to Cam Little. That's awesome. Could you be a kicker? Are you mentally strong enough?
Probably not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not physically strong enough to be a kicker.
No, I said mentally, though.
Like, both of them, I'm not strong enough, no.
The NFL is going strong. DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with an offer that's even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week to score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game this October. Get in on the game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and if you do, please use the code BobbySports. It helps us so much. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's it. That's what you do. That's the code BobbySports, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 and up. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, so let's do our locks.
Got it.
Locked up. Ooh, locked up.
Well, that's what that is.
Locked up.
Or pinky promises. What do we call them? Everybody calls them a lock.
Oh, yeah, we should come up with something different. Pinky promise, though?
Yeah, I like that. So it's like so the difference.
A little pinky promise?
Yeah. What's that? The toot?
The toot. Oh. Like a horn?
No. So the whole point of a lock is like
it for
lock
sure is
it
gonna
up.
Hit. Yeah, it's for sure going to hit.
For sure going to hit. Lock it up.
It's locked in.
So...
But it's very cliche in the gambling world. Like, that's like a 1989 saying.
Yeah.
And we say it because it's always been said. It's fine. It's fun. That's a lock. And I started saying the pinky promise because it's the opposite. It's not masculine at all.
Hmm.
We can, you know.
Like, put a stamp on it? Oof. That's kind of older than a lock, I think. Put a stamp on it? What's like a modern, like, you know, on social media? Like, post it.
post
I give up.
No cap.
No cap. That's just stupid.
Much.
Send it.
Like, put it in the safe spin it. Spin it in the safe.
Spin it.
I don't know. Here are the ones we promise. I mean, even the promise is funny.
Promise? Here's our...
We
promise.
We promise.
Okay, I like that.
Okay. We promise. Do you have the counts of what everybody owes? Because we haven't paid anything yet.
Yeah, and I do have this.
That's the bucket of money?
We got a jar.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, we promise, and if we miss, we have to pay. This is us penalizing ourselves.
We promise.
We promise. All right, Kevin.
I promise we're going to get back on track this week. We promise. The Bengals, -2.5 at Arizona.
You think they run them?
I do. Not really, but I'm going for it. I promise.
Promise.
It looks good on paper.
So I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, Eddie.
Man, you were talking about Minnesota having to win. I just don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs. And so you're talking Minnesota versus Taylor Swift. Give me the Chiefs. The Chiefs -4.5.
That's That's crazy.
The Chiefs minus 4.5, I promise.
I would say a very motivated Chiefs team, too, because they barely beat the Jets.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, do they suck now?
Mahomes got to stop throwing that ball the way he did last week.
They didn't cover because he, you know, slid.
Yeah. I love the videos of everyone watching going like, why'd you do that?
Man, that sucks. Okay, you promise?
I promise.
Okay, Reed?
Have I won one yet?
Doesn't matter, Reed.
No.
Reed, if we just bounce back and go again. What do you got, Reader?
I promise Mizzou plus 5. It was plus 5.5 like 10 minutes ago, but it just changed.
Mizzou plus 5 playing
LSU.
LSU. Okay.
Is that because we were talking about it earlier?
100%.
Okay.
I promise Arkansas plus 11.5.
You promise?
Yeah.
You feeling that one?
Yeah, I promise that one.
Okay.
We're at Ole Miss.
A lot of cowbells.
No, that's Mississippi State.
Oh, that's Mississippi State. That's right.
I promise. Now, freshman phenom Lucas. We talked with him. Again, you can watch our show, Too Much Access. You can see the video of us. Luke was the one that let me wear his pads. It turned into us wearing pads.
It's like
all
a thing
teams.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, can I wear your pads? And he's like, yeah, I don't care. So I put them on, and then now we wear the pads people.
You also drank his drink.
Well, it was his drink, but it was unopened.
Okay.
Kevin brought me one, and it said Luke's name on it, but he didn't know it. It was just with the waters, and I was like, "Oh!"
And he was like, "Don't drink that, man. That's got like,
it's got all
kinds
of
like Space Jam
acid,
juice, dude.
Yeah, all kind of stuff." So Luke enrolled early in the spring and was having a great freshman year. I mean, he had 100-yard game, 2 touchdowns. He chose Arkansas over schools like LSU, Alabama, USC, and a bunch more. You can follow Luke on Instagram at Lukehaz, HASZ. He broke his collarbone, not playing right now. It sucks, but here he is, Lukehaz.
This guy here is huge and young. Are you 19?
I am 19.
This is stupid. He's a 19.
He can't even buy beer.
He's a gladiator at 19 years. Look
it's
at
crazy.
This. So the announcers, I believe, in the first game were saying your last name wrong.
It
how do you say your last name?
Has.
Oh, they were saying it right.
Take away the Z. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I say it wrong.
Do you have to tell everyone first? Like, this is how you pronounce
it? I
say
Luke Has.
Most of the time. You're supposed to say Haas.
Dude.
Now you know.
No, I think I said Has.
Right. So you said it wrong.
Okay.
No, that's right. You got
dude,
it. Right.
This is who's on first. Who's on first? Come on there.
Hold on a second.
So when did you get to be so like robust? Like what age were you bigger than everybody else?
I've always been a little bit bigger, but I'd say I was always a basketball player. So once COVID hit, me and my brother actually pushed me to get a lot bigger because he was a lot stronger than I was. And then after that COVID, I gained like 20 pounds during COVID.
Did you lose speed?
No. Because I was still doing my basketball drills. My basketball drills is what's helped me most with football.
And so you're playing, you're listed as a tight end, but as I watch you play, I mean, you're off the line more than I think you were on the line so far that I've seen you. Like, how would you describe the position you play?
I'd say it's really diverse, especially with the offense that we got this year with the Coach Enos. He allows us to run a lot, and that's what I was looking for in an offense. And him coming here was just a huge blessing.
You were in high school playing ball last year. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's playing high school ball last
crazy,
year.
Man.
And here he is making an impact. The first pass that Arkansas threw the entire season was to him. I texted him after the game. I was like, dude, the first pass of the whole of the whole season was to you. And I was like, did you know it was coming? And he was like, I felt like it might come. But you're 19. When you got 22, 23, 24-year-old men across from you. Are they so much bigger, faster, and stronger than what you're used to?
I'd say for sure, but coming in here this January definitely helped.
Coming early?
Mm-hmm. Getting to go against people like that. And then even in January, the Under Armour game was a big, big advantage for me, getting to go against guys that are just a lot bigger and faster. But the technique and stuff, that's what matters when you go against guys like that.
How tall and how much you weigh right now?
6'3", maybe.
Same.
240.
Yeah, I'm 235 probably. Yeah. I'm probably 6'2", 235. As I'm next to him, has there ever been more of a line? That I'm slowly like sucking in my wind and spreading out. So you come over here, you're an Oklahoma boy. You grew up in Oklahoma. How in the heck did you end up at Arkansas?
Well, my sister came here and my aunt came here, and then Coach Pittman being from Oklahoma definitely helped. And the relationship I've built with him since I started getting recruited by them and just kept on going, and I've loved every part of it. And there's a lot of Oklahoma people on this team, including that one.
Number one, who's that?
AJ.
What's up, AJ?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, buddy.
good conversation.
Yeah, we go way back. you were the number one recruit out of Oklahoma. I was reading all about you when you were in high school. what kind of pressure is there to stay in state? Because you got two massive schools there, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. I imagine everybody at school is like, yo, what are you doing?
I mean, there's definitely a lot of pressure, especially in high school. All my teachers wanted me to go to Oklahoma and stuff. But growing up, I was never an OU or OSU fan. I was always Arkansas just because of my sister and my aunt. And my dad played at Tulsa. My mom played tennis at Tulsa. So, I mean, I didn't really ever think about wanting to go there. But I just knew that this was going to be home, especially just like the vibes I got here coming, like in the summer, in the past couple of years, just with the teammates, it's been really good.
Is it pretty cool to walk around and everybody be like, that's Luke Haz? Yeah. Like, he plays football. I mean, you get treated. Is it pretty cool?
To be honest, I don't look at that stuff.
No, yeah,
I really don't.
I would live it. It'd be awesome, dude. I would not stop walking around. But like, Zion, I'm Luke Haz.
Especially in college, man.
I wore my jersey with no helmet. I'd wear my jersey to class. Yeah. In case they didn't know, they would know. That's pretty. Do you get all the gear you want? Like, pretty much all the athletic clothes you want?
I mean, they provide us with everything we need.
Like, if you need, like, underwear. Mm-hmm. Coach.
Always.
Yeah. You call your coach always for underwear? Because I would.
That might be kind of weird.
Okay, but that would be weird, yeah. Okay, so you playing tight end, sort of a receiver, sort of an H-back position. It requires you to block and to catch balls and to actually run with the ball. So you have to have a skill set that's pretty varied, and you got to be good at multiple things. What to you is the hardest part of your job?
I'd say the hardest part of my job is understanding the defense and having good leverage on blocks. Because I don't weigh as much. So every time I'm going against someone, I have to give 100% and just be as violent as possible because of the size difference. But I think Coach Turner's helped me tremendously with footwork and like my hand placement, and it's made it a lot easier.
You don't weigh as much?
But you're huge.
But you're like a monster.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a lot of really big guys on this team.
So would it be like me going against you, but I would be you, and then you would be them?
I guess that's a good way to
put it. That's
not that small.
No, not that small. Not that scrawny. What's KJ like as a quarterback and as a leader?
He's awesome. As soon as I got here, he's a great leader, like by example, but he's also been a great vocal leader, getting us going, like if we have a bad day, making sure we're on top of stuff. And then this in the off season, we'd come up here at least once a week and work on our routes and just timing and stuff, so it'd be good for the season.
What's your favorite route when they call it?
Probably a thumb route.
Is he messing with me?
You do that
against the guy? You're lined up against the end and thumb route? All right, one, yeah. 2, 3, 4. Luke declares thumb war, and then let it be. What's a thumb route?
So you're running, yep, and you want to sell a post with your eyes,
okay,
and stick and run and chase.
So post a corner?
Mm-hmm. And then there's two posts on the outside, and we want to chase the heels of the outside post, and then KJ will throw it right there.
Let's line it up. Throw me one. That's all, good throw.
That was good.
That cornerback hit me after 5 yards. That's a flag for sure.
Yeah, he needs quick grab.
For sure. All right. Eddie, any question for Luke before he goes?
No, man. Just thanks for letting us be here.
I'll walk off with
thank
this.
Thank you guys for coming.
take it.
Dude, we're super happy to have you here.
Thank you.
It's going to be huge. And I need to go and
take a shower.
Ice
bath.
Yeah. Ice bath for sure.
All that stuff.
There it is. Luke Haz, everybody. Nice show. Okay. Everybody feel good?
Feeling good.
Promises.
Making our promises, doing our interviews. I need the Bears to win a game.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
You're Survivor.
No. I bought them in our general manager league where you have a team. Yep, we have 6 teams. And if they win, cool. But if they lose, you owe a bunch of money. And I took the Bears as my last pick because there were no teams left. But I took the Bears, and they have not won a game. It sucks. Oh, they played last night? So when you hear this, hopefully the Bears won last night. And if they didn't, God dang it. Sucks. Come on. Do it for Justin Fields. Hey, great game last week. Eddie, hope your Cowboys win. That's the game of the weekend on Sunday.
That's the game of the week, man. It's a
Cowboys
big one.
Cowboys and Niners. I mean, the big games this week on Saturday probably. I mean, the Notre Dame-Louisville game's good. The Mizzou-LSU game's good. The Bama A&M game's good. The Washington State UCLA game's good. There are a lot of interesting games happening this week. I like that. Did I miss any of the big ones college-wise?
Well, obviously the Oklahoma Texas.
Oh, that's the biggest one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that it has to be on Fox because they have that game and it's at 11.
Mm.
Bright and early.
Mm-hmm. So that game's fun to watch because
whoever loses, I'm kind of like, I got to be careful what I say. My wife's a big yeah. Sooner fan, and I do root for Oklahoma, especially in softball. That my Tulsa show that I'm doing, because I was with Patty Gasso, the head coach at Oklahoma, a couple days ago, and so I think she's going to come out to the show.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
I think so, yeah. Hope I'm not blowing up her spot or anything, but I was like, you should come, and she's like, okay, I'm coming. So that's it.
She's got to come now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be it. All right, thank you, guys. Anything you want to say, Eddie?
No, man, just go Cowboys.
We didn't blow the whistle to start the show.
I had the whistle in my hand, but you never called for
it. I know,
so.
I forget every time. I'm a shot out of a cannon.
And since you're the leader of our cartel, I'm like, don't worry about it, sir. All right.
Will you blow the whistle last time?
You got it, man. All
right. Go. Hey, Patriots playing this weekend?
Yeah.
You're not going to watch?
They play the Saints. They play the Saints. It's going to be tough, man. We just lost two guys on our defense for the year pretty much. And it's
you traded for one, though.
Yeah, we got JC back, which is good, but, you know.
You got Jesus Christ back?
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy.
How do you lose?
Lock him up.
Look at that.
Reed, any thoughts on the weekend?
I got no thoughts. I got no thoughts.
Be patient, man. Be patient. Yeah,
we were on the bus yesterday. Man. Reed disappeared. Walked back in the bus. Looked like he didn't know what planet he was from. Just went to sleep. Just slept the whole time. Okay, Eddie, blow us out. We'll out of here. We'll see you guys next time.
Here we go.
See you guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.